search for the Superhuman Channel.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm still out in Los Angeles, but I'll be back home in the studio next week. I fly home this Friday, and I can't wait to get back to Louisville, Kentucky. I got to tell you the truth. Los Angeles is a wonderful place, but my home and my heart is in the bluegrass. We've got a great show planned today during the first half hour. We're going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to answer Stan from Utah's question about the difference between the pharmaceutical industry and the supplement industry. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Coach Rob Regish to perform the weekly Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, and supplementation. But without further ado, let's go ahead and run Dr. Jeff's music.
All Blueprint Army.
Wrong one. It's the Science for Humans one. Sorry about that. Should be right under
this. This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
There we go. Sorry about that. Elliot Turton is in the studio, and I'm trying to give him guidance from a hotel room in Los Angeles. How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I was going to sing and do the jingle for you and save you.
Yeah, you know what? We probably could, right? So this is really a good question, isn't it?
It is, you know. Stan from Utah writes, Dr. Jeff, I read about all the things you do at All American Pharmaceutical to provide safe products for us. How come the pharmaceutical industry does not do the same thing? Don't they have more money than supplement companies? I mean, that's a great
hell yeah,
question.
They do.
Man, they do. I mean, I guess, you know, the answer to that. Yeah, I mean, you know, the supplement companies or the pharmaceutical companies, people don't realize, Carl, but they get billions, millions of dollars in grants that it is very difficult for us. I've been doing a lot of diabetes research lately. Just finished a great clinical trial that'll be published here shortly. I applied for one of these federal grants that these drug companies get. Now they give, you know, I mean, just a little grant is $1.5 million.
Wow.
You know, which to a drug company is nothing, but
nothing.
For a supplement company, that's a lot of research.
That's the fee that they pay the FDA just to submit a drug, $1 million.
Yeah. Well, it is. And I got turned down, and the basis was they said it's very interesting, very innovative, but you're not a drug company. And I'm like, wait a minute. My product and my idea, and I've already done research, is very innovative, it's groundbreaking, it's interesting, but you're not a drug company, so therefore we're not going to give you the money. And it's like,
there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
how the drug companies end up getting the most of their money, other than, you know, I mean, obviously it's it's probably a $1 trillion business, but, you know, all the investors and things that go into that side of the business, you know.
Well, and the big difference that I see between the supplement industry and the pharmaceutical industry, that really is the one that needs to be discussed, that if anything, the pharmaceutical industry needs to be more like the supplement industry, and that is if you produce a supplement and it has any side effects at all. So let's say you produce a new type of creatine that is more efficacious than anything on the market, but it potentially raises blood sugar levels in some individuals, and it also may cause immune system function to go awry. That product is immediately banned, and the FDA will make you take it off the market. But in the meantime, if you introduce a drug that has some questionable benefit, but it's got a myriad of side effects, they still allow you to sell it.
Well, exactly, and you know the supplement industry is the number two most regulated industry. Nuclear, supplements and pharmaceutical. And when I say that, people always go, oh no, the pharmaceutical is more regulated. But you got to not confuse what they have to do to get a drug to market with regulating their manufacturing and their distribution. You know, I mean, there are more recalls in the drug industry than we've ever seen in the supplement industry.
Right.
I mean, you know, I can't even really think of any recall other than, you know, excluding all the protein spiking and drugs adulterated. But, you know, you find the same thing, too, because a lot of these drug manufacturers, they're not making their products here in America anymore. They're making them in Mexico or China. I mean, we already know the quality control standards there.
Right.
I mean, and you know, again, you don't get a label, so you don't even know what that is. You don't know.
I know.
What other
think
items
about that.
In there.
So the FDA is so strong on supplement companies meeting quote unquote label claims. I mean, for instance, you have a man at your facility that has that all he does. Well, no, it's not all he does, but one of the important jobs he does, Dr. Munawar, is look at the labels to make sure that they are going to have everything that the FDA requires that's on a label. Meanwhile, I can walk into Walgreens and be inoculated with a concoction. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
And if I ask the pharmacist, hey, can I see the insert for that vaccine? Oh, we don't have it. It's like, are you S-H-I-T-T-I-N-G-ing me now? Like, are you kidding right now? You just shot that stuff in my body and it doesn't have a label on it, but I can't go and buy a supplement unless it meets label claims?
Yeah, and you know, that is the big, I think, thing that people have to look at when we say that we're more regulated. You know, too many people flash around out there, especially the news media, which they don't know what they're talking about. Oh, dietary supplements, no regulations. And it's like, what do you mean no regulations? We have more regulations than the drugs. And as you said, you know, our label has to meet label claim. You know, where a pharmaceutical, they don't even have label claims. I don't even know what their acceptable plus or minus is. They don't tell
right.
you. I mean,
right.
it could be plus or minus 20%. I mean, you hear a lot of people that are very sensitive to, you know, dyes and colors. Well, how do you know what the pharmaceutical is putting in that product? So people are having allergic reactions to something.
Dude.
You don't know if it's the drug or the excipients.
You know what's really funny about that? So there's something that's been relatively new showing up in on pharmaceutical drug TV commercials. At the end of the, you know, the average pharmaceutical drug TV commercial is 1 minute long. The first 10 seconds to 15 seconds is about what the drug is supposed to do for you. The last
right.
45 to 50 seconds is all the dangers, harms, and side effects of the drug. And one of the things
yeah.
they recently added, and maybe you've picked up on this, is do not take Lunestra if you are allergic to anything in Lunestra. How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know if you're allergic?
You're not telling me what's in there. You know, and that's really irritating because, again, you know, these food allergies are very serious things. You know, people who are sensitive to nuts or wheat or, you know, I know people who have the same type of reaction as a nut reaction with colors.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Isn't that crazy? Don't take it if you're allergic to anything.
Anything well, that's in it. Well, tell me what's in it.
And try to call them up and ask them, so can I get a certificate of analysis of that? I mean, they would hang up on you. Or could you tell me what excipients? Oh, no, we don't tell that secret.
Well, let's talk about something, right? So when they make vaccines are considered biologics, and they have the even less regulatory
right.
oversight than regular pharmaceuticals. Well, vaccines typically have ingredients from egg, ingredients from tree nuts, and let's not forget tissue from other animals like monkey kidney.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they're injecting this stuff in you. If there was a label that came with it, and then you're going, wait a minute, I'm allergic to eggs. I just got this vaccine. I just broke out. They're telling me it's not the vaccine, but they're not telling you that there's egg albumin in the vaccine.
I overheard, because, you know, they're starting the flu shots. I overheard at the pharmacy the other day this guy, and the reason why I heard it, because the lady must have been a little hard of hearing. Are you allergic to anything in the flu shot?
Like, how are they going to know? What's in the flu shot?
I mean, what is that, like a disclaimer as long as they ask that?
You know, yes, that's exactly what that is. When you hear that on TV, when they say to you, do not take Lunestra if you are allergic to anything in Lunestra, it's like, well, we told you not to take it, but I don't know what's in it. You didn't tell me what's in it. How do I know if I'm allergic to it or not? It's just to cover their asses. That's all it is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, being in the supplement industry, that's one of the frustrating things is that, you know, all the drug companies aren't regulated equally, and neither are all the supplement companies. No more than the food business. I mean, you know, it's worse in the food than it is in the drug. But, you know, the main difference between a supplement and a drug, according to the FDA, is drugs can make a claim. And the reason why they can make a claim is because they spent billions of dollars to prove that one person, you know, benefited from their drug. And as we know, you know, as you said, in the supplement industry, if we come out with something, first of all, we can't come out with anything new anymore. It has to be something that's already been on the market. We're just putting it in different orders or different amounts.
Right.
But if we have a side effect, like look at Mohong, you know, probably one of the safest and most popular energy products years ago.
Right.
But FDA banned it because we were taking drug business away. You know, people were losing weight and they could not sell a drug product.
That just happened with Kratom. I don't know if you've been following the Kratom story.
Yep, I have.
Okay, so Kratom is banned now. As of the 30th of this month, which is just 2 days away, if you buy Kratom after the end of this month, it carries the same penalties as buying heroin. Now, I have to tell you something. So I had never tried Kratom. I tried it last week, this past weekend, actually. It got rid of all the pain in my legs. You know, I suffer with pain from my from the compression in my spine. It made all the pain go away. I don't like the way it made me feel. It did make me feel a little funky, I would say that. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that I could turn to every single day. But I thought to myself, you mean to tell me that instead of taking OxyContin or some painkiller, I could just take this and the government just took it off the market? Of course they did, because it's cutting into the sales of OxyContin. Yeah. And the same thing is happening right now in states where they've legalized marijuana.
Yep.
Painkiller prescriptions have dropped 80%.
Wow.
OxyContin, oxycodone, all these drugs, their sales are down because people would rather just go and smoke a joint and make the pain go away and feel better and have no side effects from these drugs, no addictive qualities.
Yeah.
And the government is acting on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry because they're trying to crush this phenomenon. They just did it with Kratom.
Yeah, it's ongoing, and you know, again, it's frustrating. And I agree that there needs to be some regulations on brand new things coming in. But you know what? Supplement companies have enough money to do some research. We don't have to do the same research that drug companies do, you know, because, again, our stuff isn't dangerous. You know, I mean, there might be some side effects on some of these new things, and there should be, you know, toxicology and some guidelines for study protocol. But if, like, for instance, you know, my cresilazine that I went to Orphan Drug, they're making me do the same thing as a pharmaceutical company. And I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to make me do that, then I'm going to make the same claims. Well, but it's a dietary No, wait a minute now. You know, you've already approved it as an orphan drug, so if I'm going to go all the way, you can't cut me short because I'm not a drug company. You
right.
Know? You can't play both sides of the fence.
You know what I want to do? I want to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the responsibility of unscrupulous supplement companies kind of giving ammunition to the mainstream to bastardize the supplement industry in the first place. Is it really possible to police from within the industry? Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. FitRead Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. My co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini, on the line with me. Dr. J, what culpability does the supplement industry have in and of itself for where it is and how it's viewed today by the public?
You know, I think, obviously, in any industry, there's bad apples. You know, the problem is that our media, you know, they'll focus on some things, but when they really should focus on things, they don't, or they make it look like the entire industry. FDA just doesn't have enough time. I mean, FDA doesn't police the drug industry at all. They're not out looking and buying drugs and looking at websites and listening to commercials, you know, but they're doing it to the supplement industry. But the bad thing is, you know, as we've seen over the last few years, you know, like USP Labs, I mean, adulterating their products with pharmaceutical drugs. You know, FDA coming in, FBI raiding, arresting, you know, owners and research people and formulators. I mean, you know, that makes it bad for our industry. You know, our industry started as alternatives to drugs. I mean, we're supposed to be about natural health, and, you know, we've branched off into this, you know, and the bodybuilding supplements really are what ruined it, because you don't see this type of thing in non-sports-related industries, you know, where they're putting drugs or they're cutting stuff, you know, like all the protein scams where, you know, 20 to 30% of those products aren't even protein in there, and they're not on the label, you know.
But, you know, and I'll tell you another portion of this phenomenon. When a rogue supplement company is exposed for whatever reason, and you're right, most of it comes from the bodybuilding world, because they tend to be, they push the limits, and they're looking for more hardcore alternatives, typically, as opposed to like the life extension segment. But
right.
When a rogue supplement company is exposed, it makes the news, and it makes the news in a way that depicts the company as criminal actors, right?
Yeah.
But then you have a company like the one that makes, I think it's Pradaxa. What's the blood thinner? Is Pradaxa a blood thinner? The company that came out with a blood thinner that was supposed to not require pro-time testing. Like if you take Coumadin or Warfarin, you've got to go in the initial months of being put on one of those drugs. Every week you have to go for something called a prothrombin test to make sure your diet combined with the drug isn't making your blood too thin. They want to make sure you're still clotting. So when Xarelto came out, they said, you take it and you don't have to worry about going to your doctor. And then they found out that they lied about the research. And in fact, people were bleeding out. They were having hemorrhages in their brain and their stomachs. And they found out that, so instead of it making it to the news that the company that makes Xarelto perpetrated a crime, it just shows up as a class action suit. If you have taken Xarelto and had excessive bleeding, join our lawsuit. And so this is the difference between the way the mainstream media handles a rogue pharmaceutical company versus a rogue supplement company. The rogue supplement company is depicted as criminal actors, and the rogue pharmaceutical company isn't depicted as anything, but it shows up as class action lawsuits, as commercials in between the news.
Yeah, you know, and why is that? It's because it's acceptable. I mean, you expect these guys to screw up. You know that they lie. The class action guys, I mean, those are all the trolls out there just making billions of dollars themselves suing these drug companies. But the drug companies are insured, and they must pay the insurance companies enough money because they're all still making money, you know. I mean, but why aren't they held criminally responsible? And why are these businesses still in? I mean, everybody should be treated the same. I saw an article from Australia where one of the supplement companies over there committed fraud. You know, they added something to their product, some drug or something. Not only did they criminally prosecute the whole company, they shut the company down out of business.
They don't do that.
These
to
companies here, if, no.
Merck,
and they,
look at
and
Merck.
They don't do it to supplement.
Look
companies.
At Merck.
Yeah.
Merck willfully and purposefully hid the science behind Vioxx. And Vioxx was responsible for over 50,000 premature deaths. Nobody from Merck went to jail. Nobody from the FDA lost their job because they were supposed to be the firewall. It's just like it never happened. Could you imagine? Just imagine if some country killed 50,000 Americans. We'd be at war right now.
Well, and even the clinical trials, when I was speaking to a Pfizer rep about their studies, you know, I said, you know, in your commercials, you guys say end death. Oh, yeah, people die. Are you kidding me? You know people are going to die in your studies? Yeah, that's just kind of the, you know, what do they say, the sacrifice the few for the many.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
the greater good. They're going to kill people
in their studies. I couldn't even imagine doing a study knowing that I'm going to kill some people. When is murder not legal and legal?
Well, when you're a big enough company and you can pay the VIG. So in the last 5 minutes, this is my last question for you. Do you think it's possible if pharmaceutical companies were held to the same standards as supplement companies, and what I mean by that is no unwanted negative effects, only the wanted positive effects, which is how the supplement industry has to run itself.
Right.
Could they find drugs that work but don't have the myriad of side effects? Or are they just lazy because they have that sway to come up with drugs that have negative effects?
They wouldn't know what to do. They'd be out of business because they haven't been accountable to develop things like that. You know, tell me there's not a cure for cancer. There is. There's too much money in chemotherapy and all the radiation. It's billions and trillions of dollars. So it's all about the dollar. I don't believe the pharmaceutical companies go to work going, man, we're going to develop something today to help somebody. They're going, we've got to find something to make more money. Where most of the supplement companies, you know, again, they're crooked people, but, you know, we come to work going, geez, you know, let's develop something that fits a need. Where is there a problem out there? How can we help somebody prevent some illness? You know, supplement companies prevent, drug companies, they Band-Aid, they fix, they never actually cure anything. Do they have a cure for anything out there? No.
No. No, they just mask symptoms. They just mask symptoms.
And then, you know, you mask one symptoms, but you have 50 other ones that arise. I think what would happen if that would happen, Carl, is we're going to see things like diabetes and heart disease. We're going to see that stuff start to disappear because they're going to have to go back to a holistic approach. You know, how do we educate people about having a better lifestyle, a better diet? I just saw the American Diabetes Association just published research saying that 9 out of 10 teenagers are overweight, have an unhealthy lifestyle, and need to exercise. And that would prevent a majority of adult issues. Pharmaceutical companies out of business. So a little education, a little health and fitness, Carl.
Yeah, but the problem is even doctors will tell you that 50% of patients prescribed drugs don't comply and take their drugs. Even fewer are willing to get up off their asses, move more, and eat differently. And it's just sad. And you know, I've said this before. We're going to be off the planet way before the planet gets too hot. Because we're just gonna destroy ourselves. We're watching it. You have children today, 8, 9, 10 years old, developing colorectal cancer, breast cancer, brain tumors. I mean, we have in the next 100 years, we're gonna have kids who die before they can have children, and there's gonna be a thinning of the herd here.
You know, and what can we do about it? I mean, that's the thing, you know, until the government steps in and endorses it, it's going to continue to go the way it's going.
The government is never going to step in. Now that our government makes money on health care, there is no reason to desire a healthy population.
Nope.
I mean, I know people are going to say, Carl, that's not true. It is true. It's absolutely true. I mean, our government now with universal health care, they are now benefactors of your premiums.
Well, absolutely.
We've talked about this on the show.
It's all about the mighty dollar, man. I mean,
yes.
That's what it comes down to. You know,
yes.
People will live less, but as long as they've got money while they're living, that's what most of these people care about, you know.
Dr. Jerry,
I guess we just keep doing our thing, Carl. We just keep educating and telling the truth.
And one of those things is Supplement Santa. So what's going on with Supplement Santa in September and October?
Well, September was awesome. I'm getting ready for October. If you listen live tonight on Facebook, 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time to Dr. Jeff, I'm going to tell you how to increase the giveaway for October. I've got a plan and a challenge, but I will set the date tonight on when the Christmas and October giveaway will be. Last month it was over $600 worth of supplements, prizes, and cash. And if my challenge is met tonight, then I'm going to definitely increase that for October. And it's absolutely free. You don't have to do anything. Just have some fun and participate. Yeah.
So cool. So and how do people find you tonight if they want to do that?
So they just got to go to Dr. Jeff Galini Facebook page. First, you just need to like my page so you'll be notified at 7 o'clock on the button, Mountain Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock California, 9 o'clock New York time. I'm going to be live on Facebook for probably 10 or 15 minutes, and all you have to do is just click that button and listen to the live broadcast tonight. It'll
Excellent.
Be worth it for sure to tell you what to do for October.
Excellent, excellent. So don't forget to do that, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Coach Rob Regish as he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. Dr. J, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Take care, man. Have a safe trip back.
Thanks.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Welcome back, Coach Rob. How you doing?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm looking forward to coming home from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I bet. You've been out there a while, huh?
Yeah, this is my second week. Oh, man. So, what's new with you before we get into the question and answer portion of it?
FastMuscleBook.com, as you know, and I've been mentioning several times over the past couple of months, it is, for 99 cents or less, the most jam-packed information you will find anywhere on growing drug-free muscle. But I've even sweetened the deal even further, which you'll read about shortly after picking up the book. Let's put it this way. It was something that previously cost quite a bit of money, one of my programs, and I've got it down into the $10 range. It's not going to last forever, but you can get a copy of the granddaddy of them all, the blueprint, for $10.
Cool. Very, very cool. So we start off with a question from Brian Paglia. He says, what can you tell me about ursolic acid? Is it worth spending my money on it?
You know, ursolic acid, it's a molecule found in apple peels and in the Ayurvedic herb holy basil. Now, it's also found in herbs like rosemary. Technically, it's a plant. I don't know if you call it a steroid-like compound, but it's been found to inhibit cancer cells in animal studies. And it's been shown that and this is the big one, it improves body composition in mice. So other animal studies have shown, you know, benefits on endurance capacity, etc., which brings us to the human research on it. Korean researchers, they took 16 subjects. All of them had been doing strength training for at least 3 years. Seven were given a placebo for 8 weeks. Nine got the ursolic acid. The Koreans used a ursolic acid product. It was Labrada's, which is a straight oral capsule. So they got the subjects to take three of these caps a day, which provided them with 450 milligrams total. So they took one cap at each mealtime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All of the subjects followed the same pretty extensive training schedule, and they were training frequently too, 6 days a week. Important to point out that Labrada did not sponsor this Korean study.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was actually funded by the Korean government. So here were the results. Supplementation with it resulted in a statistically significant reduction in body fat. And a small but not significant increase in muscle. So the strength the subjects were able to develop in their right leg, which is what they measured, when they performed leg extensions and leg curls, decreased a little bit in the placebo group. In the ursolic acid group, though, strength increased, in their words, significantly. So it's speculated that ursolic acid does all this via IGF-1 and something called uricin, which is a protein that muscle cells secrete when they're active. So here's the bottom line. This is my two cc's on things. I have heard from many of my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers that this stuff didn't do much for them. Now, to be fair, I think Pat Arnold came out with a transdermal, which he says fixed many of the absorption issues, given its poor bioavailability. So, you know, you might want to give it a look. Then again, and this is just my take, you know, it's been out for several years now. If it was working to any great degree, I think we would have been hearing about it by now, and we're not.
My problem with the ursolic acid is most of the stuff that you'll buy here in the United States is rendered from rosemary. And I happen to be one of those people that the herb repeats on. If I eat, you know, some food that's seasoned with rosemary, I burp it up for hours. And the ursolic acid capsules I was taking were the ursobolic capsules from Pat Arnold, and they did the same thing to me as eating rosemary. In fact, when you open the bottle and smell it, you can smell the rosemary smell in the bottle, and they repeated on me something terrible, and I could not take them long term because of that.
Did you ever try the transdermal or hear from someone?
No, I didn't even know he made a transdermal, but I do know for a fact that someone is working on a liposomally delivered ursobolic right now. I mean, ursolic acid right now.
Cool.
Yeah, so anyway. Michael Haynes says, so I have a question on those 20 rep squats you talk about. I know you're a big fan. I've also heard you say reps are the thing your body adapts to the fastest. So my question is, how long can I keep doing 20 rep sets, and when and what do I switch to?
Okay, timely question, because I'm in this quandary right now. Around 6 months ago, I decided to embark on another round of 20 rep breathing squats. And my weapon of choice was the Iron Mind hip belt squat, given there's no vertical compression on the spine, et cetera, et cetera. So I began this journey at 300 pounds for 20 reps, planning to add 10 pounds every time I repeated that workout. So last Friday, I was scheduled to get 420 for 20. I didn't get it. I only got 11. And there's the, you know, it was difficult, yes, with the legs. Unfortunately, my real problem was stabilizing myself. But so I got pretty ticked off, and I loaded it with 450, planning to do five sets of five. But as I collected my thoughts and I rested, I thought about why I went to the gym that day. So my original goal was 420 for 20. 400 for 20, which I blew past, and I set a new goal, 500 for 20. So as I cinched up the weight, I could tell it felt a little lighter than I had thought. So around rep 7, I started to really feel it. I straightened my legs, right? I locked them out to take the pressure off the muscles and put it into the joints. And then I stood there huffing and puffing for a good while. So before I knew it, though, I was up to 10, 15, then 18 reps. And it was then that something very, very bad happened. One of the cinder blocks that I used to stand on rolled over.
Oh, man.
You know, I must have put too much pressure on the outside of my foot. So with almost 700 pounds on those cinder blocks, it becomes a game of inches, right? So the lesson there is get your setup right. And that certainly goes for me, too. So,
did you hurt your ankle?
No, oddly enough. Not only just one, but both cinder blocks rolled in that direction. I was shocked. But, you know, my point is this. There are going to be workouts where you don't get all 20 reps. And that's okay. All that means is, you know, you come up short with 18 or whatever, I only need to get two more next time. And if you still fail to get 20 or worse, you get fewer reps, then yeah, you know, it's probably time to switch things up in terms of rep range. If your legs respond best to high reps, you know, look into two or more sets of 15. If you do better with lower reps, you can milk five sets of five for an awful long time. So, finally, let me say this about the hip belt. It is likely the best at developing your vastus medialis, or the teardrop muscle, over your knee. I see a lot of guys walking around with what I call turnip thighs. And it's because if the squats get heavier, they don't go down far enough. A few months of hard work on the hip belt remedies that, and fast. So, by all means, do look into it.
Let's go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, we have a question from Jerry Byers, and we've got lots of really, really good questions today. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com, Synthogen.com, and, of course, CoachRobRegish.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So this next question is important to me, too. Because for the first time, while here in Los Angeles this weekend, I tried Kratom, or Kratom, whatever you want to call it. And I would recommend anybody out there who hasn't tried it that you may not have a lot of time to try it, so you probably should go ahead and order some. And Mile High Kratom is the place to order it. And you only have a couple more days, so get on it. Jerry Byers says, I heard you talking a few weeks ago about Kratom being banned. So I'd like to know whether that's really going to happen. Yeah. And I'd also like to know which strains are best and for what.
Yeah. Situation with Kratom really is now very dire. Today's, what, Tuesday?
The 28th.
So
got two more days to order it.
Yeah, what's legal today can get you arrested come Friday morning. And now as for whether or not it'll really happen, I've talked to some people that, you know, spoken to the attorneys that, the folks that are trying to keep it legal, and unfortunately they're saying there's a 95% chance this ban is going to go through. But let's just talk about the 5% for a second. We got to have something to hope for. As reported in major newspapers last week, I want you to listen carefully to the wording. Quote, a large and bipartisan contingent of Congress is asking the Obama administration to delay the sudden ban poised to take effect next week on possessing kratom. The DEA, this is me talking now, the DEA says it's an opioid, although there are no opioids in kratom.
Now, think about that.
Think about that. They're repeating this lie. So until it, you know, becomes fact. Now, you know, the reality is users describe it as a near miraculous treatment for pain, for depression, and addiction to opioids and legal narcotics. And at the front of that line, folks, are military veterans who sacrificed everything for it. So Representatives Mark Pocan, Democrat, Wisconsin, and Matt Salmon, Republican, Arizona, recruited 45 others in the House of Representatives last Friday. They sent two letters, which were delivered Monday morning, to Chuck Rosenberg, acting administrator of the DEA, and Sean Donovan, director of the Office of Personnel Management. Here's how that letter reads. Quote, the significant regulatory action was done without any opportunity for public comment from researchers, consumers, and other stakeholders. The lawmakers say in this letter to Rosenberg, this hasty decision could have serious effects on consumer access and choice of an internationally recognized herbal supplement. Now, the letter to Donovan asks him to overrule the DEA, which is invoking a rarely used emergency power with just 30 days notice, warning the action will, quote, put a halt on federally funded research and innovation surrounding the treatment of individuals suffering from opioid and other addictions. All right, here's my two CCs on the matter. I don't think anyone at the DEA, the FDA, or otherwise any government EIEIO agency, really, right? They really don't care about what the public has to say. In fact, in this case, they told us so, meaning they didn't even pretend like they wanted to listen to anyone. They simply said, nope, no opportunity for public comment. And by the way, you're a felon in 30 days. It's as transparent to me as it's ever been. It is not about people in Washington. It's about the money. It's about big pharma being in bed with big government and more government oversight. And the more we elect officials that want to grow the government, the more freedoms we lose. Something to consider the next time you find yourself in a voting booth.
So the painkiller business is really under siege right now. With the legalization of marijuana in many states, new prescription for painkillers have plummeted by 80%. Think about that for a second. People are not turning to painkillers anymore. They're going out to their local dispensary and buying weed. Well, Kratom is a step above that because I took just 1.5 grams of Kratom instead of the requisite 3. When you take 3, you feel it in your head. It has a certain euphoric effect. You can feel it. But when you take 1.5 grams of it, it just has an analgesic effect. It makes the pain in your body go away if you suffer with pain. Think about that. No psychotropic effects, only analgesic effects. What is that going to do to the oxycodone, oxycontin of the world? People won't take the stuff anymore. So there is no look, Rob said something critical. In a world of enhanced ambiguity, where men who identify, quote-unquote, as women are being as treated as women, and you know what? I identify as African-American. I guess I should be treated as African-American. We're talking about something that has no opioids in it, that is being treated like an opioid.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. In the world of ambiguity, Kratom is being thrown under the bus, and those people who, I've gotten emails from people who've said, me and my wife have gotten off of painkillers. One guy works at a nuclear facility, and they rather me be on oxycodone, I guess, than Kratom, he said. And it's like, this defies logic, but the government always defies logic, because the government acts only in the best interests of their cronies, and all their cronies want is money.
And how
this is sad.
How telling is it that as polarized as this nation is between Democrats and Republicans, here we have a completely bipartisan appeal, both Democrats and Republicans, to please not do this.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Says a lot.
Johnny Gray says, and by the way, I am ordering a kilo of Kratom, JIC. I need it for pain relief. I just want to be clear on that. Where will I keep it? I have no idea. Definitely off premise. But this is stupid what they're doing to the American people right now. This is not a drug. It's in the same family as coffee. If anything, caffeine is a friggin' drug. More people are addicted to caffeine than anything else, but you don't see the government going after that. Johnny Gray says, question for you on the body weight stuff. Is the bridge really that good? How do you get from wall walking to just placing your hands on the floor? I can't make the jump from step 8 in convict conditioning to step 9. Any tips?
You know, I know exactly what he's saying here, and I have a solution. But first, let's define what that bridge is so people can visualize it. Essentially, you're bending your spine backwards, like you see, not forwards, like you see in squats and deadlifts, etc. It's without question, at first, a perplexing exercise, because in no other movement are we encouraged to bend backwards. Yet, it's a hell of a lot safer versus, say, deadlifting. And that's simply due to the fact that when you bend backwards, the vertebrae close and protect the disc. The opposite is true when you bend forward to pick something up. So proper bridging works over 200 muscles, but more importantly, it develops tremendous athletic prowess. Now, you know, whoever's doing it, their kicks are going to be harder, he'll run faster, and even upper body moves, like punching, will be a lot more powerful. Bridging also naturally realigns your back. It removes calcium deposits in the shoulders and elbows, too. It's a fantastic full-body exercise. It's also worth noting that I can think of no other movement where you are simultaneously stretching the muscles on the front of your body while contracting all of them on your back.
Yeah.
Long story short, you should be bridging. So moving from wall walks to closing bridges, which is to say bend backwards and place your hands on the floor, you know, that is a daunting task, primarily due to the fact that you don't want to fall on your head and snap your neck. So to remedy that, there are a few exercise modifications you can make. First, you can do them standing in front of a staircase and, you know, slowly bend backward and place your palms on the lowest step possible. Over time, right, you develop the flexibility and strength to pull it off. But I think I found an even better way. The jump in distance, I found, from one step to the next was too much for me. So instead, I stand in front of the wall, I bend backwards as far and as low as I can, and then I have someone, usually Jen, place a piece of tape where my fingertip hits the wall. And over time, your goal is to touch lower and lower until such time as you can place your hands on the floor. If you think about it, it's a much more logical progression after doing wall walks themselves. So, you know, you're just using the wall to develop confidence in placing your hands lower and lower. So give that a shot, man. I know you'll be pleased.
Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we've got a question from Mike Bonavita. You know Bonavita means good life in Italian?
Does it really?
Yeah, yeah. We have a question from Mike Bonavita when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Mike Bonavita says, hey Rob, I have some pain in both elbows that's really limiting me. Is there anything I can do other than Tylenol, which unfortunately I need every day? I have some thoughts, some very, very strong thoughts on this. You go ahead.
Yeah, well, pain in the elbow, in one elbow, is bad enough. Pain in both really is debilitating. Because if you think about it, you know, everything from benches, overhead presses, and push-ups are shot along with rowing movements. So you need to attack the problem from every angle. Here's what I do. First, before doing anything, I would get it checked out. Now, if you're certain of what it is, right, then okay, proceed to the gym for some trial and error. Your mission, once you get there, is to find movements and grips that don't cause you any pain, or at least reduce pain. I can tell you that dumbbells will be your friend, right? You can swivel those to where your palms are facing each other, pronated grip. And you will notice, after doing so, the wrist is in line with the elbow and shoulder, and it's not only a safer position, it's actually stronger, too. Now, interestingly, guys with joint, tendon, and ligament issues can often perform body weight exercises pain-free. Now, that makes perfect sense to me, given there are hundreds of extra pounds grinding away, right, at soft tissue and bone. Don't lack creativity when looking for these movements. I had one trainee who couldn't dip. He couldn't dumbbell press, even with a pronated grip, or row, for that matter. He was able, though, to do push-ups with his feet elevated and, curiously enough, both hands on the tip of a barbell that we had jammed into the corner. So if you can picture it, he was grabbing the tip of the barbell where the 45-pound plate was loaded. Even before warming up, though, I would say preload those elbows with DMSO roll-on. Take a quality curcumin and ginger a half hour prior. Not only is that a fantastic analgesic, but it'll also give you an NO2 type effect. Curcumin will, anyway. I would take Cesis and fish oil on top of that. I would take the Cesis every day. Fish, you can thank you, Carl, for the tip. I went out and got some canned salmon. But Cesis in particular is just that good. Do look into it. Next up, of course, foam rolling, followed thereafter by light loaded stretches, basically some sets to get some blood in the area. Then you can move on to your choice of exercises. Now, if all of that fails you, I would suggest running TB400, thymosin beta 4, and or BPC-157, which are research peptides that have some pretty amazing data behind them. Try not to pull those big guns out, though, before you need them. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, so this is exactly the opposite of what Rob is saying.
Wow.
Take off from any pushing movements. Focus on your back and focus on your legs, okay? Listen to the guy who has three torn muscles as a result of training while I had tendonitis in all three occurrences, okay? Tore my bicep, had bad bicipital tendonitis, was doing heavy pulling movements, tore the outer head of my bicep. Detached my tricep after having really bad elbow pain for about 4 months, which was basically tendonitis, tore the tricep right off the bone. Look, your body is telling you something. When tendons become inflamed, they're avascular. It's impossible for them to repair themselves quickly. Okay? When tendons become inflamed, first they develop micro tears. You keep training, they start to become spindly. They start to shred. And eventually, they lose their strength and they snap at worst. At best, when they finally heal, they don't heal well and you always have problems with them. Why do that to yourself? Aren't you going to train for the rest of your life, or are you just doing this for the summer? Take off. Move to pulling movements. Move to train legs, train back. And BPC 157 and thymosin beta 4, absolutely go to that to speed the recovery. Shoot the BPC right into the area, in the skin, above the area. Just pinch the skin, 300 micrograms there once or twice a day, and wait for the pain to go away. Wait for the pain to go away. And when the pain goes away and it's really gone, give it one more week before you go back in the gym and start training pushing movements. Do this because you're in this game for the rest of your life. You don't want to suffer. I mean, I don't want to ever tear another muscle. Three is enough.
I'll try that. I'm open to anything. I'll try it.
Your body's telling you something. This is an overuse injury. So when you have an overuse injury, you don't go, okay, how can I continue to overuse it? No, you stop using it.
You know what? That sometimes the simplest explanations are the right ones.
Well, look, I was a thick-headed bastard. Oh, no, my left elbow was searing. It was so painful. I had a hard time doing pushing movements. Did I stop doing pushing movements? No, I worked through it.
See, I've done that.
Excuse me.
I've taken 2, sometimes 4 weeks off. But when I started back, the elbow tendonitis bugged me still.
That's my point. So we act like as though, oh, well, I took 4 weeks off. Maybe 4 weeks wasn't long enough. Who told the tendon that in 4 weeks you got to be healed? The tendon heals on its own. And if you take 4 weeks off and you go in and test it and you feel like, oh, man, it's still there, then take another 4 weeks off. Focus on your back. Focus on your legs. Your chest will bounce back quickly. Your triceps will bounce back. I mean, look, I had this surgery in June. I mean, I'm back to full pressing movements again. I trained chest this morning, but the difference is I have no pain in my elbow anymore. Unfortunately, it took me completely snapping the muscle off the bone to lay it up for a couple months, which I could have did that without surgery. I could have just said, oh, I'm going to take a couple months off. I'm not going to do any pressing movements for a while. Big deal. I've been doing pressing movements for 15 friggin' years. What's 2 months?
Yeah. No, I'll try it.
Take off. If your body is telling you it has an injury, don't work around it. Stop aggravating it.
Yeah.
So I say focus on your back. Focus on, pulling movements are fine. They won't exacerbate the problem. So focus on your back. Focus on your legs. You can still, quite often, you can still do pec deck work when you have elbow tendonitis, as long as you're not doing any pressing. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I'll tell you how I gave myself elbow tendonitis and why people should be very cautious about doing this movement. Heavy dumbbell pullovers. When you do heavy dumbbell pullovers, okay, it's an unnatural motion, both the insertion and the origination of the tricep are both traveling at the same time because you are rotating the shoulder. Usually when you're doing a push down, the shoulder is pretty much locked. When you do pullovers, you're rotating the shoulder and you're contracting the tricep at the same time in such a way that the tricep is lengthening and shortening while it's moving. And I think that this is the number one cause of elbow tendonitis in a lot of people. I think that you got to be very, very cautious when you're doing dumbbell pullovers. And I'm talking about when you're doing it with 100 pounds dumbbells and above. You can do lighter stuff. It's not going to be a problem. But when you start getting up above 100 pounds, this is when the elbows, the tricep attachment at the elbow starts to stretch. It starts to pull away from the bone. Because the tricep is trying to stabilize the arm by staying locked, but you're saying, no, I don't want you to lock. I want you to lengthen and I want you to shorten. Yeah. So what ends up happening is it starts to pull off of the bone at the elbow.
I wonder if that would be true for Arthur Jones's Nautilus pullover.
Not necessarily. So when I do Nautilus pullovers, I am pulling from the elbow. In other words, I don't hold on with my hands. I'm not pulling with my hands. I actually put my hands in a praying in front of my face. My hands are right in front of my face like I'm praying. And I am doing all the work with my lats. But some guys, they go real heavy and they hold on with their hands and they're doing a lot of work with their arms.
Yeah.
So it depends on how you do the pullover, whether or not you're going to hurt yourself that way. But, yes, you can. I say let go. Don't use your hands. If you can't move the weight with just your upper arms and your lats hitting those pads, you're going too heavy.
You know, I can't disagree with that. I can't disagree with it. It's something that I need to pursue.
Let's go ahead and hit this next question, and then we have the blueprint tip of the day. This question comes from Andy Battles. Andy says, I saw on Facebook where you gave a free bottle of Synthogen away. Any more to share? In all seriousness, I'm thinking about using it after what I've read. Do I take the new X2 every day? How do I use it?
Yeah, you know what? It's true. I saw a friend there. I saw a friend in the gym. And I had a bottle of X2, and I thought, hey, man, why not? Well, maybe he hasn't tried it yet. Seth Spanner isn't just the blueprint bullet and a subscriber. He's a good friend. And I was training my girlfriend, but I noticed Seth, and, of course, he was all business in the gym, which was a stark contrast to everyone around him. He had his head down in his training journal when he wasn't squatting, and you know, the only person there I saw writing things down. So as it turned out, he hadn't tried it yet. Now, he's used the original Synthogen for years. And get this, he believes in it so much, he gives bottles away to people. You know, and that's true of Progenadrex too, but think about that. Synthogen is not an inexpensive product. He is an incredibly generous man. And sure enough, he relayed the story to me of a friend that he'd given the original bottle to, original formula recently. He said his friend texted him the next day and asked what the hell was in the stuff. So, you know, that was the one and only bottle I have ever given away for free. And the reason I don't do it, you know, just one very important reason. It skews user feedback.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. I mean, think about it. If you're getting something for free, especially a whole bottle of something, you know, don't you feel the least bit obligated to say something nice about it? Even if
yeah.
It's just something you see a ton on the boards, and it's particularly prevalent on companies' thermogenic or pre-workout products. So as for everyday use on X2, absolutely, especially if it's the first bottle. You need to get it into your system in order to observe its trademark effects. Now, for most people, they're going to recover faster their very first workout. For a small minority of users, though, it takes a couple of weeks. In no event have I ever heard of it taking more than 2 weeks, though. So, long story short, dose it 10 caps pre-workout, and on off days, take 3 caps with your 3 biggest meals of the day. An additional 5 caps after the workout may be warranted on your heaviest days, but it is rarely needed. The bottom line is this. As your cellular energy gets replenished, and that's exactly what it does, you train with weights, you know, you're depleting your muscle of chemical energy, Synthogen just puts it back at an accelerated rate. And as it does, you're going to notice a big reduction in soreness from the workout and the ability to bounce back fast. Hope that helps.
We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com, CoachRobRegish.com, and Synthogen.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here on the Superhuman Radio Network. So, Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is playing dumb. A random sampling of gym wisdom from the man on the street. So every once in a while, you know, you get to the gym and you just don't have it. So such was the case a few days ago. I got 2 sets into my opening exercise, and I just knew I didn't have it. Instead of going home, though, I figured I could at least do cardio or, you know, conditioning. So I pushed and pulled the Prowler. I had 305 on there for 10 trips up and back. And then I did 15 minutes of HIIT cardio. What I did next is either going to upset or amuse you. It was time to play dumb with some of my fellow gym goers. Guy number one was actually honest. He was pretty forthright and knowledgeable. Yeah, he's around 190, but he looks a hell of a lot bigger. And I said, hey, man, you've obviously been doing this a while. So after some initial small talk, he told me, that he spends 6 months out of the year running test and trend, and then comes off everything for 6 months. He seemed to understand quite a bit, including, you know, orals, texture, liver. You know, he said you can take milk thistle or other things for that. Then he mentioned he, quote-unquote, knows a lot of people who can get the stuff. Now, to his credit, right, he's fairly well-informed. I would say pretty well, really well-informed, honest, and an all-around great guy. Guys 2 and 3, though, swung in the opposite direction. Now, picture two kids, both around 17. Let's call it a buck 50. They had a really weird workout. They did cardio for 15 minutes, and then they would hit the floor to train some tag team bench throws. That's the only way I can describe it, curls and more curls. And then back onto the treadmill, wherein the cycle continued for around an hour. So I asked them what program they were following, and this is the honest-to-God truth what they told me. We just use whatever machine's available. Got to keep moving fast.
The random program.
Yeah, and then I asked what their goal was, and he's like, get cut. We want to be cut. So when I asked about their diet, they said, we eat real clean, no fat. And then they started asking me about the supplements to help get cut. I like to have fun with some people. So occasionally I'll look these guys in the eye with a completely straight face and say, birdseed, 2 tablespoons a day. He's like, birdseed? I said, you ever seen a fat bird? Exactly. So sometimes you can have some real fun with these guys. And believe it or not, they appeared to be thinking about it. The last kid was the one that really broke my heart. He's 18 years old. He was a college freshman. He's thin as a rail, and he told me he needed to get bigger for football because the coach told him he was too small. I said, you know, a huge part of that's eating. And he said, yeah, I know. I really wanted to go deeper with him on that, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to overplay my cards. His next comment was the one that stopped me cold. He said, coach told me I need to get stronger, too. So then I asked, what have you been doing for that? And he said, well, I squat one day, bench the next, and I just keep going like that, except for Sundays. He says, I take that off. So at this point, I asked him what he needed the most help on. He said, bench. Coach said, I got to get that up. So at this point, I said, listen, I really, really want to help you. I've got 6 programs that work together that'll get you super strong and fast. They're loading patterns. Very simply, you enter your 1 rep max on an Excel spreadsheet, you hit enter, and presto, it spits out every weight to use, tells you how many sets and even how many reps to perform. I said, just give me your email, man. I'll shoot it to you. I'm not selling you anything, nothing. You will know in 6 workouts how good this is. He looked right back at me, and he said, no, man, I'm good. I got some stuff coming from bodybuilding.com. That's exactly what he told me. So, you know, at this point, what do you say? You know, I almost went off about bodybuilding.com. But figured, you know, what's the use? Kids like this today are collateral damage that's being done by the Internet, where if it's online and in writing, it's got to be the answer.
Right.
And I've also come to find that this is the YouTube generation, where anyone with a camera and an Internet connection is an expert. Playing dumb for a day, you try it sometime at your gym. You know, you might walk away amused, you might walk away enlightened, or you might walk away sad. like I did. It all depends who you meet.
But nothing's changed, right? When you were young and you got into this, it was pretty much the same thing, right? Most people were just kind of aimless about what they were trying to achieve in the gym.
Very little, very little.
And everybody thought that it was all about supplements and drugs.
But you know what? That's much more so today.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, it's not sexy talking about, you know, like this kid, you know, what are you doing for strength? I tried to explain to him. I said, look, let's say you got a 300-pound bench today. You got a mental block. You just can't get to 315, right? Six big wheels. I said, I will show you in six workouts how to get to 315, 320. Six workouts. I said, you don't have to do, all you need to do is perform the sets and reps. You don't have to think. You don't have to guess. You know, just do it.
Yeah.
And, yeah. He said, no, man, I got something from bodybuilding.com. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, interesting.
It's frustrating, but at the same time, there are individuals which gratefully will say, you know what, I might be able to use that. And I have more than a couple kids that have really, really taken off. I'm talking in 2 months' time, adding 100 pounds to their hip belt squats. And yeah, they're beginners, but still, you know, it's nice to see. It reminds me when I was 16.
Yeah.
And still had hopes and dreams. So, I don't know.
Well, that's the end of today's show.
Yeah. You learn a
lot.
Got
to thank Dr. Jeff Galini, too, for the first half hour. Excuse me. I have to cough. I made it all day without coughing once. How do you like that?
I hope you feel better, man.
It's my allergies out here.
Yeah.
I just took some Kratom. I just took heroin.
What strain you got?
My son turned me on to this company called OPMS.
Yeah.
And this is a Mangda.
Yep.
It's a high concentration. I just took a gram, just two caps. That's all. That just helps me manage pain. That's all it does.
I don't feel it.
I
got a friend who has a theory, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. You know, nature made all the locks, but she also made all the keys. Meaning,
yes. Well, that actually it goes beyond that. We have those locks because we evolved under the influence of those keys for millions of years.
Yeah.
This is more appropriate than alcohol.
Oh.
So.
Mild.
Anyway, thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini. Check him out tonight on Facebook. Check out Christmas in October with Supplement Santa. And, of course, check out all three of Rob's websites, CoachRobRegish.com, FastMuscleBook.com, and Synthogen.com. And I'll be back in the studio Monday for another live episode of Superhuman Radio, and we'll check you all out then. All right, Rob, I'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning.